Oh, it's all about winks this weekend, isn't it? They've even launched at the $1.12 winks for the Group 2 Apollo come the weekend. Good morning to you, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, looking forward to the Apollo Stakes on the weekend. 13 rivals have at least nominated to take on the Great Mare Winks. Happy Clapper, Le Romain, Unforgotten, Endless Drama, Egg Tart, Patrick Erin, Aloysia Noir, Brimham Rocks, Tom Melbourne, McCreary, Mask of Time and Performer are the 13 that have nominated for that Group 2 event. So we'll see how many decide to take on Winks. But, yeah, a solid set of nominations, but you wouldn't think... Well, we've seen that she's beaten the likes of Happy Clapper and Le Romain and Co. several times in the past. So hopefully she can continue on her ways this weekend.
Was it the Apollo last year where she buckled at the start and everyone's heart was in their mouth and Huey stayed calm and was able to get her home? Was that the Apollo?
I think it was. Yeah. Let me check. I think it was the Warwick Stakes. It was.
Warwick.
It was first up in the Warwick where she missed it four lengths and beat Fox Play by, you know, right on the line. So that was, 19th of August 2017. But
her first couple of starts last time. Last year, she had
there was
a few dramas. Yeah.
Right.
Her manners seem much better now, don't they, Brad? And Huey and Chris comment on that.
Yeah, exactly right. You're right. Last August, September of last year, where Fox Play and then, of course, Red Excitement, you know, give her a real scare in front. And then even Happy Clapper in the George Main. I remember that Happy on the turn was travelling like Winks normally does, and Winks was under the pump, and then she came from behind him to win. So that was the spring of last year, but 2017, in fact, so not last year, the year before. But all the signs are good, aren't they, in her two trials. So, yeah, hopefully there's no barrier mishaps. We know she can be a bit edgy in that first run back as she was in the first trial and, Kim missed the start. So hopefully she jumps well and it's all systems go for the weekend.
So what we've just explained there is that it's a race, so things can happen. One of the things that can happen is she gets caught up. How many Waller runners do you expect to go around on Saturday, Brad?
Well, I mean, he's nominated another 9 there, so yeah. 10 including her. So... I'm not 100% sure how many of those will actually line up, but you're right, you know, it is a race, and if anything, it's always a bit more dangerous because of her racing pattern. It's not like, you know, if she jumps straight at the front and just keeps on going, then, you know, pretty much takes luck out of the equation. But
yes,
as we've seen several times with her, she's come from almost impossible positions and found a way to win, but, it is a horse race, and if she gets held up long enough, then it becomes mathematically impossible for her to win. So... I think, you know, that credit goes to Hugh Bowman that, you know, in situations where, he's been in a real pocket, he's been able to find a way out and remain cool and calm under pressure. So, yeah, I mean, we all hope that it continues for a last prep, but that is always the live possibility that she will lose more from bad luck than anything else. But, it's one of those things in horse racing.
We saw the Golden Slipper favourite come back to sort yesterday in barrier trial, but the horse that came second, unraced for the Snowdens, a horse called Heartbreaker, $100 into $15. That is an overreaction.
Yeah, it is definitely. Like you said, I heard you guys talking about it on Punters Postmortem yesterday and the odds continue to tumble. A nice trial, no doubt, and a well-bred horse. But, you only got to look 150 metres past the line and, the sort was about 6 lengths in front. And I know, after the line's a bit, can be a bit misleading, but to me, both horses were sort of just going through their paces after the line still and to sort just kept on going. So I know the time out of the trial wasn't great, but just the manner in which he, and the style in which the sort went through the line and kept on going that... I think I tweeted afterwards that for me, he's definitely comfortably the number one seed for the Golden Slipper at this stage, and they won't be changing unless he comes out and disappoints first up.
Mm. And the Autumn Sun thoughts? We've got a lot of we had talk back, and we've got a lot of SMS around. Is the Autumn Sun overrated?
Oh. Well, I mean, he's done all before. He's taken all before him to date. Maybe, if he did shape up against Winks in a Cox Plate last year, I don't think he would have went close personally, where a lot of people were sort of talking it up as, he could actually defeat her. But I don't think he was quite there just yet. I mean, he's called for Guineas win, albeit arrogant. The sectionals out of the race were nothing out of this world by any means. So, look, he was okay, wasn't he? He wasn't no one's raving about his trials, or the blinkers went on yesterday, and he probably deserves to do a bit more, but maybe just looking for, you know, those 1,500 a mile already. So I definitely, you know, he's only lost the one race, the Stan Fox, and he should have won that. So he should really be six from six. So it's hard to knock him, and looking forward to what he can do when he does step out on the racetrack.
You're a champion. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.